Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tuesday, 11 minutes after 5. It is looking like it's going to be a little drizzly today, but that's okay. We can handle it. As far as I'm concerned, it's much better than the white stuff piling up everywhere and you freeze completely solid when you step out the door. Well, so, welcome to it.
Yeah, you don't want to be flip about it, but certainly it's better than the heavy damage that we're seeing down in Madison and also in that little town in Nebraska that basically got blown off the map.
Yeah. Thank goodness, though, that and listen, anytime someone is hurt or killed, it's never a good thing. But when you have an entire town basically obliterated, one fatality and, what, 16 injured, it could have been much, much, much worse. So we're grateful for the small things that are there. Well, now that you've started things off on such an upbeat note, it's a little difficult for me to transition into this, what I was going to do. Thank you. So much. You know, we did some parody, or Kmart did the commercials where you can ship your pants.
Right.
Hugely successful. It was an internet ad.
As long as you pronunciate it very succinctly, yes.
You must enunciate very clearly, ship your pants.
Right.
And there was, then they came out with the big gas card. That if you bought something at Kmart, you would get a big gas card.
Uh-huh.
That was not as clever, but yeah, I got it. You know, kind of a little play on word, a little double entendre.
Can you imagine the ad agency making the pitch to the Kmart head honcho about the ship your pants advertising campaign?
And it all depends on the executive they pitched it to. If it was somebody like me, it would go over huge.
I am not sure that those actually aired on television or radio. They may have been internet only.
I believe they were internet only ads. And so this started a trend. There was a few products out there that said, hey, that's a heck of an idea. Let's find some way to be controversial about our product. And so many products began looking at their product name and how they might be able to ride that wave of
trying to be hip and edgy.
Well, can you think of any products that might backfire on them at all? Just coming, just anything at all. Some kind of where you're making a play for the playing around with the name of the product. How about, and I'm not kidding about this. This is not a parody. This is not a comedy sit. This is honest to God ad that was developed. How about a little bit of play on words for, some kind of fancy mustard like Grey Poupon.
Yes.
Grey Poop On. Allow me now to play for you an ad that was developed for Grey Poupon that has been rejected. This is not a joke.
I'm a bit of a classic. I poop on my burger.
I poop on my potato salad.
I poop on my kids' lunches.
I poop on my fingers.
Grandma.
It gets worse.
I guess I poop on my husband's chest.
Grey Poupon. Poop on everything.
Why not? Why not?
Apparently, that's been rejected. That ad campaign for Grey Poupon has been rejected. You know, they got to do something because the old Rolls Royce is pulling up next to another car going, excuse me.
Yes.
Have you any Grey Poupon? And my old joke was, and, you know, when those came out, do you have any Grey Poupon? No, I wiped it off. You know, that was always my response. If somebody, so there it is. And I kid you not a parody at all. That's an honest to goodness ad. So, you know, that got me thinking we probably need to come up with some kind of a parody for our show. So I'm asking you, Captain Big Brain, to begin thinking about it.
You want me to compare this show to Poop On? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that. I said we got to find
it. Fairly easy, actually.
WSAU will be right back. That's not very nice.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.